This is the most insignificant yet
potentially most significant statistic of Super Bowl 57 I'm dispensing to you.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This will be the first playoff game ever Patrick Mahomes wears white.
Live from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Still to come, NFL Network analyst Steve Mariucci, Pro Football Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith, plus all the latest from Super Bowl 57. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Can confirm it is Rich Eisen. It's the Rich Eisen Show from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. It's day two of three of our coverage right here streaming live on the Roku channel. Free on all Roku devices. Select Samsung Smart TVs, Amazon Fire TV. It is free on the Roku app because the Roku channel, you can watch it right on the Roku app. That's free. And also the RokuChannel.com for everybody out there using the internet's tubes, maybe sitting there in your offices and needing to just peek on what's going on in the Super Bowl state of Arizona. And we are so thrilled to be on Sirius XM and Odyssey and this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate smart enough to have us. We say hello to our podcast listeners, all 3 hours of this show. My gosh, what a fun show. We've already had Deion Sanders and Stephen A. Smith and Justin Fields and Debo Samuel just said goodbye. Jamar Chase, we've also got coming up Emmitt Smith in this hour. And once this show ends, we are streaming once again right back at you on Channel 210 on the Roku channel, re-airing and re-airing until we're on the air tomorrow from Arizona. I turn to my left and a guy who I will be spending an insane amount of time with on live television on Sunday on NFL Network, my compadre from NFL Game Day Morning, the former coach, the 49ers and Lions, and one of my favorite humans on the planet. Good to see you, Steve Mariucci.
Rich,
What's up, Luch?
Thank you. Awesome. I have a question.
What do you got?
I mean, like this rug. And
Yes, sir.
You got all this. I've never seen you with a cowboy hat on in my whole life, man. Did they just draw that in?
Well,
do you have a cowboy hat?
The interesting thing is, first of all, yes, I do have a cowboy
hat. Do you ever
hat.
Wear it?
I used to date someone from Texas, Mooch.
Anybody I know?
Whoa.
No, I don't
anybody
think so.
Anybody I know?
Anybody you no, share to talk about? As you might imagine, I haven't dated somebody other than my wife for about a quarter century.
Susie's listening right now. So
probably is.
Who was the
probably
script?
Is. We don't need to talk about
okay.
this.
Who's doing this
but,
interview?
But you're asking me, do I have a cowboy hat? So the answer is yes.
But
you've seen this logo before, Steve, because this is the same logo the show had the first Super Bowl we ever covered, which was Super Bowl 49 right here in Arizona as well. So this is we're using the same logo. It's the same thing.
Wait a minute.
Same deal.
Okay, great. So you know what?
Yeah.
You had Deion on?
Yeah.
How was he?
He's great.
I miss him.
He looks good. He was limping around. You
still,
know,
he's going to limp for a while. He's going to limp. But you
he
know,
looked great, though. I mean, he was great.
I went to Atlanta for a player safety advisory panel meeting, kind of big with...
Sounds like a blast.
No, that was important. Anyway,
yes.
So in the same hotel, the Omni,
yes.
Jackson State was playing their bowl game the next, well, that week.
Yes, yeah, so?
So I saw them. I saw Shador and Alabi. The whole team's got, you know, Jackson State shirts on, Deion with everything.
Yeah.
And so that was his last. He goes, Mucci, I'm going to coach this game, and then I got an airplane. 12 of us are going to fly to Colorado. And then that was it.
That was
know?
It?
Yeah.
I think he's thinking his son's going to win the Heisman next year.
You Shador, know, man. I mean, I got a picture. You want to see it? And
yes,
so
sir.
In the lobby, he's this big. He's taller than you and I.
Yeah, I know.
And but when Dean and I were coaching the Under Armour game for a lot of years together,
yeah.
Shador used to show up like a ball boy, right?
Right.
He was like 12 years old. I made him get into the quarterback drills, and he was just this little kid, you know, not even in puberty yet, and he was in the drills, and now he's got a chance, to, you know, for the Heisman.
I know he's supposedly that good. I can't wait to see
he's
him playing Pac-12 and see Deion do his thing.
I know. You know they open up with TCU.
I know that.
Yeah, huh? Don't hold a grudge against TCU.
I do. It's too late.
But that's who they open up with
it's
on
too
the
late.
Road.
It's too late.
Yeah.
All right, Mooch.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Sorry to hijack the question.
No, by the way, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. So let's hop right into this here. Key to the game. What do you got for me? Give me your key to the game.
Keys?
Key. The key to the game. There's one key. What is it, Steve?
There's a lot of keys. You ever see a janitor with like 400 keys
yeah,
on his belt?
It's like a Super Bowl.
There's a lot of keys to this game.
Right.
You know, I mean, just kind of fundamentally, the team that doesn't turn the ball over probably will win.
Mm-hmm.
You got two great quarterbacks, and I think the Eagles have a better roster. Brett Veach,
Mooch,
I know you're watching. They have a better roster.
Everybody who sat down here today, everybody,
went Eagles. And you're hearing it more and more in that room across the convention center and Radio Row. We're here in the Super Bowl experience.
Yeah, because
that's all I'm hearing. That's all I'm hearing.
Me too. And because if you don't have any bias or if you don't have your little heart into it some way, you look at the teams.
Right.
When you watch the Chiefs play with five rookies on defense, mm-hmm. I mean, I asked Andy the other day. I did a little interview for him, you know, on that 8.5 hour show.
Right.
I hope we aired about 12 times, you know, so we can take a break. but I said, you know, I asked him, you and Spags, man, you're playing against Joe Burrow, the great Joe Burrow, with five rookies on defense. I mean, like, you're like, oh, my God, I can't watch. And so they knew they were going to be young on that side of the ball. And it's so I don't think any Super Bowl team has ever played with five rookies on either side of the ball. This is probably the first.
Right.
So that's the concern I have. And even though the Eagles are more of a run-first team, they can still sling it, and with those two good receivers, and Jalen can do it, man. So that's why I think people think the Eagles will win this game, should win this game. But there's always a but. Patrick Mahomes is Meadowlark Lemon, and Andy Reid has something up his sleeve. He promised me, promised on national television, he's going to do that ring around the rosy
thing. No, he's not.
He did. I said, I never asked you for a
Super
favor
Bowl,
in my life. I said, can you do that globey thing that you do? He goes, okay, and run a different play. So I just gave away your game plan, Andy.
We could see that in the – you think we're going to see that in the Super Bowl.
I'm holding his feet to the fire.
The snow globe thingy, the ring around the rosy.
You guys like that, right?
Why not?
Can you believe that Andy Reid is a first ballot Hall of Fame coach right now, Steve? I mean, you tell stories about you first met him, right, in the old hotel there in Green Bay, right,
in the training camp.
What was that fire alarm story? Come on, tell the fire alarm story.
You always make me tell these real personal stories,
because they're great stories. You're the greatest storyteller of all time. What do you got here for Reid?
Gosh, I forgot about that. Not really, but here's what happened. So when we came in, and it was a young – Mike Holmgren hired a young staff because maybe the budget was down or something. He took all the money, and we had, like, crumbs, like, and then Gruden and all – we are young coaches, right?
Right.
So we're staying to come in to sign the contract and start meetings and all that in the Midway Motor Lodge. You ever been there?
Nope.
It's got this translucent roof. You know, you got a bunch of people sitting there trying to get a suntan, eating Doritos, drinking beer. You can't get a tan here. Anyway, so we're staying there, and somebody at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and this was a time when our wives came in because we were going to house hunt.
Yeah, sure.
You got to live somewhere.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
So they.
But you're still in the Midway Motor Lodge, is
that
right?
Okay. Tammy's in.
Is that a half season, Steve? Is that what it is? One season? How many seasons? Yeah.
Anyway, the fire alarm goes off. Now, I don't know what you do when you hear a fire alarm in a hotel. I hope it goes off so I can roll over and go to sleep, okay? And then if it just keeps going, it keeps going for 28 minutes, then you go, try to call. Anything going on here is fake. Or you look outside and see if it's like smoke.
Yeah, right.
Or if you, you know,
right.
Whatever. Well, it just kept going. So now I go, I sleep in my underwear, okay? So, tidy whiteys. Dion would call them tidy whiteys.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah, right.
I stick my head out the door. I'm looking for people running, escaping, smoke, anything. And I look down the hallway, and this big red head, it looked like a lion's head, come out of the door, down about four rooms down the other side of the hall. And I went, are you Andy Reid? Are you Mooch? I go, yeah. He goes, hey, nice to meet you. So we went out and met. He had his underwear on. I had my underwear on. We're shaking hands. How you doing, man?
In the middle of a fire alarm going off in the Midway Motor Lodge.
Hey, my wife's here. Mine too. Hey, you got to meet. I'll go back in and get our wives. Wake them up. You got to meet Tammy. You got to meet Andy. So Gail grabs a thing, puts it around her, you know, the big comforter, and comes on out, what? And just, and that's, we all four met in the hallway in a fire alarm in a Midway Motor Lodge. And that was where it started. It's been crazy ever since.
It has been crazy ever since. And he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Win or lose Sunday, guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You know what?
And that's it. I mean,
I asked him in the interview, I said, Andy, you're 64 years old, man. You're older than I am almost. And I said, people usually think about retirement. He goes, Mooch, I don't even think about that. And he's just getting started in Kansas City. Why, I mean, he's got the young quarterback.
Right, of course. Why do you think he's so successful? Like, what does he do? Like, what's his secret sauce here?
So Andy is a very humble guy.
Yes.
Very, he's not way up and way down like some people I know, okay? He's like this. He's like this.
Yeah.
And he will tell you that he's lucky to have some good coaches around him. Many went on and been head coaches. Mm-hmm. Lucky to have good quarterbacks, Donovan McNabb and then Alex Smith and then Patrick. And lucky to have good players and good general manager that were compatible and see things the same way in terms of building a roster. Howie Roseman, right? And then now Brett Veach. So he will credit all of those things. And so he has the ability to create that somehow, some way.
Yeah.
And make everybody feel important, like they're doing a real important job. The most important job in the world is to be part of this team kind of thing. I mean, you know, he's the only guy to win 10 playoff games at two places. If he left and went somewhere else, if he got a good quarterback, he'd do it again. I think he'd do it again. He's not going to retire. His health is okay. Even though he came skiing up at Pine Mountain and Iron Mountain, blew his knee out on the ski hill, and then had to get redone surgery after that a little bit.
When does he get? Is he skiing now? You're talking about?
Look at him. He doesn't ski. He used to ski. He used to be an offensive lineman.
Right. Well, I mean, I saw him as a 13-year-old in the punt, pass, and kick as Andrew Reed. That's one of the greatest videos ever of all time.
I know. They didn't check his birth certificate.
Oh, my God. He looks monster big. I mean, unbelievable.
I think he was standing next to an 8-year-old, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, he was a monster back then.
Steve Mariucci here on the Rich Eisen Show. I know you have nothing but love for him and of him and... but I'm telling you, Mooch, everybody's choosing the Eagles right now.
I know it.
Kind of
know
freaks
it. Who
out.
Who are you picking on Sunday?
I still have 48 hours left to go. I chose the Chiefs to make the game. I chose the Niners to beat them. I didn't see, you know, their misfortune in the NFC Championship game coming. And I just think the Eagles eviscerated that offensive line. They dominated that line. Dominated. And I understand everyone is talking about Brock Purdy got hurt, and then Josh Johnson comes in, he gets hurt, and Purdy is just can't even give me a sitting duck, and how that sunk the day for the Niners. But there's a reason why these guys got knocked out is because the Eagles
kicked their ass all over the place. Nobody tries to hurt anybody.
Of course not.
But you try to hit them. And if he happens to get hurt, it's like, okay, who's next? I mean, you know,
that's
how you play this gladiator sport, right? And I mark my word, fellas, I got a feeling we're going to mandate a third quarterback to be active for at least playoff games.
Wait a minute, this sounds like a guy who's been in player safety meetings giving us a little bit of a heads up. What do you mean?
Well,
what do
you mean? If it happened in the Super Bowl where a team didn't have a quarterback left to play, and it was non-competitive, and you're down by 20, and you cannot or will not throw the ball, it would be embarrassing. For 200 countries are watching, they're going, what is this, right? And so, we have to discuss, and we're going to, discussing either allowing a third quarterback to come off the practice squad, or mandating it where you cannot have this emergency quarterback. Oh, that one guy over there played in high school for a year. You know, we got to protect ourselves. It happened in front of God and country in the biggest game so far, and it's not good.
So that's the first blush sort of reaction to what we saw from the night. So based on what is being discussed, you'd say it would count against the 53-man on the Niners day?
It has to be discussed as to how you get that guy up, because some teams carry only two quarterbacks on their active 53.
All year long.
Well, some teams take three, and the Niners had three.
We all know.
And Brock Purdy got in there because Jimmy came back and they cut Nate Sudfeld. It was by luck.
Right.
Right? But then, I think less than half the teams carry three. I'd have to look at it.
Uh-huh.
But if you carry two, you got a practice squad guy. You know, you got a guy to a camp arm kind of guy,
right?
A Kurt Warner kind of guy. You
nice.
Know, he just throws drills and then or does run scout team and you know that kind of thing.
Yes.
So that's the kind of guy that would come on up or mandate that third guy's not in pajamas. He's suited up. Just have three available. Maybe it's an additional roster spot. It doesn't matter for one, a couple playoff games. What's the big deal?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, certainly, it makes sense.
I hope we're headed there. I hope we're headed
well,
there.
Well, I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it's
I mean,
not a big deal. It's not. You should do
it. Well, so exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I mean, it gives more opportunity to players. Why would the Players Association have an issue with that?
They should love
and if it. And an owner of an NFL team, if they're sitting there worried about, what, money or...
We tried to... on Thursday Night Football,
yeah,
a couple times we had offensive linemen go short and get hurt.
Yeah.
And a couple games were finished with a tight end playing tackle. So we proposed, player safety panel, proposed, because that's, you know, is that a health and safety thing? Yeah, it could be if he gives up a sack on a quarterback and gets him killed, right?
Yes, right.
Allow a couple, for a short week, a Thursday night game, mm-hmm. to come on up from the practice squad and be ready to go in case you get in that bind, and then put them back down on the practice squad without, you know, risking losing the kid.
Right.
And it was a money issue with owners then. It was like, we got to pay them the difference between a real roster spot and a practice squad. It's like the difference between something like $7,000 for the week to $29,000. It's like, so what?
I know, so what?
Yeah.
So what?
So anyway,
okay.
I think we're headed to three quarterbacks.
Okay, that's good. Good to know. So who are you picking?
I'm not telling you because you got to tune in to game day morning. Oh, you're on it.
I'm on it. Yeah, 8.5 hours, Steve.
Yeah, but Rich, we used to do that and the post game. So what's the big deal?
We did, by the way.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, man, it was not smooch.
Yeah.
I know that. Do you remember the Super? There was a Super Bowl in New Jersey. It was Seattle versus
Peyton Manning.
Denver. We did game day morning starting at 9 a.m., but we had to get up at like 5 a.m. to get, because we
get over there.
Everyone was freaking out about how it would be insane to get through the tunnel, through security, through this, through that. We skated through. We were there at like 5:30 in the morning, looking at each other, going, "Now what?" You know, like it was, and we did the show, a billion hours long, and then the game hits, and I go back into our green room underneath the stadium after halftime. It's the third quarter. All of my analysts, except you, were asleep. They passed Dion, our second hour guest, asleep. Everybody out. Like a light. And I'm like, these are the guys who are, because the game was over.
Yeah.
I mean, the minute that the ball went right past Peyton Manning's head for a safety, you know, that was, I remember that. Yeah. And that was the last time that we did both. That was the last time we did both.
That was fun. Yeah.
It was good times.
Now I just give my tickets to my kids or whoever shows up for the game, and I come back to the hotel and watch the game. I can't watch a game in a green room. Too many people are talking. I like to listen to a football game.
I'm with you.
I watch it, yes, but you listen to what they're saying, right? You might learn something rather than people yapping and eating. I like the food in the green room, But
you also like going back and ordering room service.
They got food at the hotel, too.
And just to show you how everything comes full circle and Steve hasn't changed at all, you do sit there in your underwear and watch the game. That happens. By the way, this is all true. So check out Mooch and I and the rest of NFL Network. A good time for Super Bowl 57 coverage that began 10 minutes ago on NFL Network. Today's interview with Mooch is sponsored by Monster.com. Monster.com can help you tackle the job search and make your next career move. It's time for the big game. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. All right, Mooch.
That's it.
I'm out of here. Unless you got something else on your mind.
No, but I really want to see that cowboy hat. Okay, before the day's out.
We will get one.
Okay.
And do you want the rug? Because you know we need it for one more day.
You should auction off that. Who spilled on it right over there?
I don't know.
Mike,
Brockman.
Did you?
No, that was Brockman.
Did somebody do that?
That was Brockman.
Okay.
You should auction that off. That'll go for some money.
I don't know.
Anyway, you had honors tonight.
I am. Are you going?
Are you working?
I am. I'm doing the Hall of Fame announcement.
Okay. You got any?
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Okay, we believe you.
So,
it's going to be fine. I look forward to this. It's a good night.
Yeah, and tonight we'll find out MVP, Coach of the Year, and all that business.
Okay.
So I'll see you over there, Mooch.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Very good. That's Steve Mariucci, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, Emmett Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer, will be here next.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA.
You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like, the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, back here on the Roku channel, and back here on this radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And a friendly reminder that for the first time ever, you can stream the Super Bowl for free. Super Bowl 57 on Westwood One is this very Sunday. Catch all the action on Odyssey, on the Odyssey app, on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by simply asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. I turn to my left and I find one of my favorite people that I've gotten to meet in my 20 years with NFL Network. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer and also the number one top rusher in the history of the National Football League, here courtesy of Tequila Herradura Ultra, Emmett Smith. How are you, Emmett?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Did I say the name of the tequila correct?
Yeah, but this is legend, though.
What do you got?
That's legend. Okay. That right there was master distilled from a female distiller out of Mexico.
Okay.
And this is the top-notch, the granddaddy of granddaddies.
The granddaddy of granddaddies.
Yeah, that's a very, very good bottle of tequila right there.
Okay. Oh, I already can hear my wife, wherever she is taking in this show, either watching on the Roku channel or listening on her app. Make sure you get one of those.
I love the way you work that in.
Yes. She does listen to the show two different ways and watch it as well. She's already probably sitting there thinking, make sure you get one of those.
Yes. Margarita's okay. Good. How you like to drink your tequila? If you tequila at all.
She's the tequila drinker in the household. Yeah, tequila's a day ender for me, man. Or
how's
a night
that?
Ender. I don't know. I don't know why. I have it, and it's just seeing good night.
Which brands have you fooled with?
I have not fooled with many brands at all. I've kind of stayed away from it. But
do you
maybe
drink?
I'll get back. I do. Oh, I do. I'm a red wine drinker.
You're a red wine drinker?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your preferred choice.
Yeah. Charles Woodson's wine is, you know, I take that. So I'll take Emmett's tequila.
But you're not going to drink it. You're going to just take it.
I will try it.
Rich, you have to have one shot with me.
No.
Ever.
Oh.
Like right now?
Now.
Are you serious?
Now.
Okay.
Serious.
Can we bring out the... I'll do it.
One shot with me.
Are we fine with that? We're good? Okay, very good.
There's no way I'm going to walk away and Rich not have a shot with me.
Come on. Here we go.
Wow. Come on up, Christina.
Here we go, Christina. Thank you. All right, Emmett.
I'm going to take care of this.
You got it? Hold on. Oh. I don't want you to... Don't knock over the Vince Lombardi trophy pouring me a shot.
That's not the real one, is it?
Yes, it is. What do you think? So I look here and it's like, that's not the real tequila, is it? Of course it is, because you brought it.
I'm going to pour it for you.
Okay.
Emmett Smith is going to pour my man Rich Eisen his little shot.
Okay,
I ain't going to give you a whole lot because, you know, you sound like you...
It is, you know, it's also lunchtime here in Arizona.
And, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And I've been fasting, too, so I'm still on my fast.
You're on a fast?
Yep. I'm about
what are you
to
doing?
End. I'm about to end it in about 45 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. All right.
After today's episode.
Okay. There we go.
Put that right back.
All right, to us
and our friendship for as long as it has been.
That's right.
And to the rest of our lives.
That's it. Emmett Smith, here we go.
Yes, sir. Now,
oh God, that's good.
You sure you saying it's good?
It is good. Wow, that is just going down, and it is. Wow, that is good. That is good.
Your wife is gonna love it.
She's gonna love it. I just did a tequila shot with Emmett Smith.
What's happening?
By the way,
I'm so jealous.
So
right now.
Here, Rich, when you get back home,
you want one with Emmett now?
When you get back home, make a margarita for your wife. Put that in there.
Uh huh.
And you know, the night might just turn out to be a better night.
Number four on the way. Stop it.
Number four on the way.
Number four, what?
Prime at.
Drinks? Damn, that thing is just this entirely. That's nice
right
and
here,
warm.
Oh,
it's better like than. Like a minute later.
Well,
this is good.
That's the difference between wine going down and a real drink going down.
Yeah.
What are you fasting for? What are you doing?
Because I want to, man. I just wanted to try it out and test it out and see how it worked.
Right.
And so I'm on a 16-8.
What's that?
I don't eat for 16 hours, and then I eat for 8.
Okay.
My eating window is about 8 hours.
So this is hour 15 hours and 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 and some change.
And
yeah.
Woo! It's all going down right here. Fantastic.
See, I done got rich high.
He's
you don't
good.
Know what to say. Yeah. That one, that's messed him up. Look at him.
He can read his lines and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Live from the Super Bowl with Emmitt Smith on the Rich Eisen Show.
After a shot of tequila, yes. So, I did my part.
What is your, I'll just throw this out here. This is apropos of nothing, but why not? What's your advice to LeBron? He's the all-time scoring leader. You're an all-time rush. How many years have you been the all-time Russian champ now?
Since 2002.
So this is year 21 for you now.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I really don't have much advice for LeBron, but LeBron and I both share a similar experience in terms of breaking such a prestigious record.
Yeah.
We both lost. We both lost our game that night. So we both are in the same category. You have this, you're in this state of flux because you don't know how to celebrate or what to celebrate because your sport is bigger than you are, and winning should be more than any individual record.
Sure.
But you celebrate it because you just done something that no other man has ever done.
Correct.
And it's hard to have that and look your teammates in the face and say, well, you know what? I'm going to go celebrate this record while y'all go ahead and, you know, get over this loss. It's hard to do that.
Right.
And so, but I empathize with him when you're torn like that because, you know, you want to celebrate it. You want to embrace everybody. You want everybody to embrace
His whole family was there.
Yeah. So
I'm sure your whole family was there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, even Peyton's family was there when I broke the record. And so, and I saw Jared today, Jared Payton, and it's always great to see him and give him a big, big hug. I mean, but, yeah, there are great moments, then there are bittersweet moments, too.
Yeah, I bet so. What do you think of when you see this trophy right here?
I think I have three of them.
Yes, you do.
And that's three more than some people have.
That's true.
And I'm very fortunate enough to be able to play in three, and let alone win all three.
Right.
I can honestly say I don't know what it's like to lose a Super Bowl. I don't. Never had that experience, never had that taste.
Right.
Yes. But
you're also one of the few people who walked the planet to be the MVP of the Super Bowl as well. You have that one in your case as well. But what was it like the first one?
The first one, I was just sharing this with Von Miller. The first one was a surreal moment for me because in 87, I was named Gatorade National Football Player of the Year coming out of high school.
Uh-huh.
And it afforded me first-class tickets, all expense paid for, to go to my very first Super Bowl in California that was played in Pasadena,
mm-hmm.
in the Rose Bowl. And this is 87. I'm a senior in high school.
Yes.
We go out, sitting up in the stands. Denver Broncos are getting beat by the Giants, and the Giants crush them. My best friend and I are sitting there, and you're in your environment. So you're getting all excited, and you're like, I want to play in the Super Bowl. I turned to my best friend and told him that I want to play in the Super Bowl and I want to play in the stadium.
You said that?
I said that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we flew back, and on our ride back, we're flying through Houston. Jim Kelly gets on the plane, sits first class, sit right across from me. I'm 17. I don't know how old Jim is. He used to play for the Gamblers at the time.
Yeah, right, USFL.
And so I get his autograph. He gives me an autograph, very polite, gets off, and I tell him good luck, and he said good luck to you too as well. Boom. 6 years later, I'm playing with the Dallas Cowboys, and we're playing in our very first Super Bowl. I'm standing on one sideline, and Jim Kelly's on the other sideline. And my best friend is sitting up in the stands watching me play in my very first Super Bowl in the Rose Bowl. And that was the last time there was a Super Bowl played in that Rose Bowl. So God is good.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
There you are doing it.
There it is.
That's wow. You.
There it is.
In that game. What a stadium, too. What a
spot.
It
was a beautiful stadium. I mean, the chances of me playing in the Rose Bowl was very slim. And here's why. Because I was in the Southeast.
Yes.
And I wasn't going any place that would warrant an opportunity for me to play in the Rose Bowl at
no
the time.
No Big Ten, no Pac-12.
Big Ten and Pac-12 and all that stuff. Right. That was reserved for them guys.
Yes, correct.
Not for a team out of the SEC. And so there was no chance. So for me to have that experience,
mm-hmm.
yes, I got the one experience I needed
mm-hmm.
to play in the Super Bowl in that stadium. That was the last time the Super Bowl was in that stadium.
And then you did it two more times after that. Do you sit around and ever think about how many more you could have had? If
no.
You never do.
No. I don't do that because I honestly believe God gave me and our team what we deserved
mm-hmm.
and what he had intended for us. And like I said, if I play in another one, I run the risk of losing one. But I also run the opportunity to win one. I never had a losing experience in a Super Bowl, and I'm thankful for that. So 3-0, I can take that any day of the week.
Dammit Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer here on the Rich Eisen Show. I have to admit, I'm enjoying the taste of it minutes later. Like.
I think he wants another one.
I don't know how to take that one.
It is a good thing. It's a very good thing. I got TJ Jefferson to your left. That's a diehard Cowboy fan right there. What do you got? What do you have in your? Did I not see you had a photograph?
Yeah, photograph. I have a. I got this as a birthday present. 1 year's original seat from the old stadium, and I've got.
Oh wow!
Who told you that was the original seat?
Well,
from
the person who gave it to me said they got it at an auction. So,
really?
You know, I don't know about
that. Is there one signature missing? Is that what you're saying?
We got Troy. We got Michael. There's one signature. I brought this from California. Like I said there's a goat out there whose signature.
You looking for Jimmy Johnson?
I don't think he's looking for
the greatest
Moose.
Of all time, right?
I don't think he's looking for Ali.
Well, that's true. The greatest running back to ever tote the rock, and you're going to say.
All right. He's trying to buttle you up and put a Sharpie in your hand. But part of the millions of, you know, thirsty, if you will, to use the phrase of the moment, Cowboy fans, what do you think of the current state of this team, Emmett Smith?
I think the core of this team is still intact. And I think the team, the core focus and the core leadership team mm-hmm. is still intact with the Dallas Cowboys. I think that we can obviously use some upgrades in certain spots.
Which spots?
Offensively and defensively.
I mean,
whether it's in the linebacker core, because Van Der Esch got hurt last year. Don't know how many more years he may have left with that neck. So you have to plan for the future at that position. Offensive line, we probably need to upgrade some spots too. Mm-hmm. We had some young cats that came in and played well for us last year.
Yes.
Tyron Smith,
both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They were terrific.
They were terrific, but Tyron came back.
Yes.
And so with his injury and so forth, how many more years he has left?
Yes.
So we need to secure the future for Dak Prescott or someone else that Jerry may be thinking. I don't know.
Do you think it is Dak?
For me, it is Dak.
Okay.
For me, it is Dak. I think the problems that I saw in our Dallas Cowboys this year probably was twofold. I think in today's game, you have these offensive coordinators that are brilliant offensive coordinators, can't take much from them, but they're trying to do too much and trying to do too much too soon. Other words, they're trying to run almost 80, 90 plays a game, which most of that is all passing. They'd rather see a quarterback throw the ball 45, 50 times a game versus having a well-balanced offensive machine that can get you the efficiencies and the high percentages that you deserve
mm-hmm.
and you earn. And I think for the Cowboys to be very successful, we need to dial some things back and start to look at our personnel groupings and run 25 to 30 plays that we run consistently with excellence, execution at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's balancing the run and the pass. Those things we are to dominate, and nobody should ever be able to stop us doing it.
Is Zeke still part of it, you think?
Yes, he is still part of it. He's still part of it. And I think, and I see Tony Pollard still been a part of it.
Wow, he's so amazing.
Yeah.
What a home run hitter, that guy.
Yeah, but he has to come back from a devastating injury. If we can get him back and see where he goes from there, because he's between a rock and a hard place right now. And I feel for him, and I'm praying that he's able to recover. But I see Zeke back, and I see Tony back. Because of the injury, I don't see his value jumping in the market like it should have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think McCarthy needed to dial things down and allow these guys the opportunity to go a little bit old school here. Because the Cowboys is an old school organization.
Mm-hmm.
Quit trying to move them forward into the future and let them be this run and shoot, pass happy, offensive team and everything. And no, forget that. No, that's not us. That's not who we are. That's not what has won these trophies that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Balance is what got us there. And we need to get back to something more balanced.
Emmett Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who do you got winning this game?
I hate to say this. The gangrene, Philadelphia Eagles. I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it because, to me, they have shown the most consistent play out of all the teams this whole entire season. They have gotten better and better and better every week.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been very efficient. They have taken care of the football. They have had a solid running game and a solid defense. And they look more of a complete team with Jalen Hurts at the helm running this offense than anything that I've seen this season in any other team in the National Football League.
Well, there's a first time for everything, Emmett. This is year, Super Bowl 20 for me. I've been on NFL Network for 20-plus years now, and I've never done a shot on live television before and with the greatest of all time,
well,
running the football.
I love it.
Pouring the drink as well. This is a height for me. And
well, it's all down here from this point forward then.
No, I would not think so. That just means there'll be just another time we do this.
Yes, that sound. With more tequila.
Where can people get this tequila, Emmett?
They can get it from any one of their liquor distributing companies around.
Sure.
I mean, Head of the Door sits in a lot of different spots.
Fantastic.
On a national basis.
Fantastic. So, and yeah. It's really good. This is the legend. We were talking about Ultra as well. Go check it out where you can get your tequilas, but not just any tequila. Checked out Emmett's. Thanks for coming on here, Emmett.
Thank you, bro.
You're the man. Great to see you. At Emmett Smith 22 on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be back here to wrap up this day with a once more likely Super Bowl 57 edition.
That is.
NetSuite wants you to know your numbers. Do you know what's trending now?
What's that,
Rich? You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. No payments and no interest for 6 months. It's a huge deal because NetSuite by Oracle has never made an offer like this in its 22 years as a leading cloud financial system. 33,000 businesses and companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity across every department. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/richradio. That's netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio.
Hey, you guys are just taking
what's going
down
on over there.
These guys are just slamming tequila.
When the greatest of all time gives me tequila, Rich, I got to drink more than one of them.
I know. Okay, for the first time ever, stream the Super Bowl for free. Super Bowl 57 on Westwood One is Sunday, February 12th. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. Chris Brockman, even though we have
taken
the show on the road, it does not mean you can abdicate your weekly responsibilities.
No.
This could be the most important What's More Likely you have put together because it involves the Super Bowl. It's time now for What's More Likely, presented by Intuit TurboTax.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Chris, let's go.
Hey, you guys know the Super Bowl's coming up
in a
couple days?
It is a big game.
Hey.
It is a large game.
Chiefs, Eagles, Rich, what's more likely? Patrick Mahomes cements his Hall of Fame status, or Jalen Hurts silences all critics forever?
This is just another way of you trying to say who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely not.
I say Jalen Hurts silences all critics forever.
Woo.
That's what I say. That we will see him play and we will never hear another criticism from him ever again.
Oh.
And Mahomes may also, by the way, cement his legacy at the same time as a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Both could happen.
So I'm not going
to
sit here and say I'm telling you what's going to happen in terms of the final score as you're hunting and pecking using a what's more likely construct. I'm going to say what's more likely is that Hurts silences all critics in this game.
All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Not the answer you're looking for?
All right. Here we go. A little negative here, but it's all good. What's more likely? Andy Reid mismanaged the clock late in the game, as it's happened time to time. Or Nick Sirianni loves go for it on fourth down. He botches a crucial fourth down attempt.
He botches it.
Well, I mean, his decision to go for it is the wrong one.
Oh, I just think that, you know, a coach who likes to go for it a lot and the team somehow doesn't execute it, and we then blame it on the coach for making that decision. I'll go there. The Andy Reid clock management problems of, you know, the 2005 Philadelphia Eagles, right, those days are over, yeah, man. Those days are long gone. You're wondering, why isn't Andy calling a timeout here or there? So I would say what's more likely is that Sirianni tries for it on fourth down, it doesn't work, and we'll sit here and wonder why he did it.
Second guess, yeah.
So,
all right, yeah. How about this? Two Super Bowl records that I was looking at. A Twitter user hit me up.
Yes.
More likely to be broken: the longest quarterback rush for a touchdown, Colin Kaepernick, 15 yards, or the longest field goal, Steve Christie, 54 yards back in 1994. Which is more likely to go down on Sunday?
I will say field goal. I'll say that's more likely to go down, is the longest field goal. That we're indoors. We got ourselves a game where it's tight and somebody's got to go for it, or it's right before the end of the first half is when I'll peg it. Somebody's just say, screw it, I'll go for a 58-yarder or a 60-yarder, and then that's how we're going to set a record. I just, you know, I don't see these defenses giving up a run like that from a quarterback. Yeah. And I don't think Mahomes is going to take off. It would be Hurts more than anything else. I just don't see the Chiefs just getting gashed in that respect by Hurts. I think they'll shadow him, and they'll shadow him significantly enough. He might score a touchdown, but I just don't think from 16 yards out.
A couple of higher totals for you, Rich. What's more likely to be the higher total on Sunday? Travis Kelce touchdowns or Chris Jones sacks?
I'll say Kelce touchdowns.
Multiple?
I will say he scores twice.
Oh, baby.
How about that?
Okay.
I'll say that. Yeah, so that's why it'll be larger than Chris Jones sacks. I'll take Kelce.
And here's another one for you. Higher total, more likely, Eagles rushing yards or Chiefs passing yards?
Wow. Jeez. I'll go Chiefs passing yards. I'll say that it's possible that Mahomes is going to have to come back in this game, and he's going to sling it around. That's what I will do. I'll go Chiefs passing yards over Eagles rush yards. Obviously, if the Eagles wind up having a 200-yard rush day, this thing's not going to be a Chiefs kingdom day.
Chiefs may not have the ball that much to throw for more than yards. Okay, two more guys. MVP, what's more likely? That's a quarterback or anybody else?
Oh, it's a quarterback. Come on.
I don't know.
You know what's more likely?
If
the history of the Super Bowl?
If Hassan Reddick wrecks the game, he could be MVP.
I'm not saying it's impossible.
Miles Sanders.
You're saying what's more likely. Obviously, what's most likely is that the Super Bowl MVP is going to be a quarterback. And I understand we just said our last guest that was physically here was a running back who won Super Bowl MVP, but those days are fewer and further between. So what's your last one over there, Christopher? Oh, look at you. Mm-hmm.
All right, last one. Halftime show, guys. Halftime show. We know it's going to be Rihanna. But is it more likely to be Rihanna solo or multiple guest spots pop out?
Don't ask me. Ask the man two seats to your left. You did not go to the rehearsal last night? Or you heard somebody? It's tonight.
Also, they do it multiple nights.
Okay. Yes. So, but you haven't heard from anybody this evening from last night?
No inside info, Mike? Come on now.
He does. He's got it. He just doesn't want to say it.
He knows something.
He absolutely knows something.
Do you know something?
I am sworn to secrecy.
So you're lying is what
Come
you're saying.
Come on.
No, I'm sworn to secrecy.
Well, then essentially by saying no, that you're
there's
lying.
There's always extra people that come out for the halftime. I mean,
there's
you
not
guys.
Always.
So that's what's more likely. Hey, so hold on. Can you put Del Tufo on camera? Put Del Tufo on camera, Mango. There you go. I'm going to say what's more likely is that Rihanna will not be solo for her entire halftime act.
You are definitely 150,000% correct.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Some right.
Wow, there you go.
Thank you.
Great job, Mike.
Well
DJ
done.
Mikey
D. That was What's More Likely, presented by Intuit TurboTax. Don't do your taxes. Let the experts at TurboTax do them for you so you can enjoy the big game. That's What's More Likely, presented by Intuit TurboTax, right here on Rich Eisen Show.
So can I not do my taxes, like, period? Like, I don't have to pay them?
What are you asking me for?
Of course,
you have to pay your taxes.
Oh, come on, I wish DJ. I didn't.
Come on now.
Just let an expert prepare it for you. Prepare them for you. Not brilliant. It's a dumb. Actually, that's what, yeah.
That was dumb. That's
more appropriate. That's more likely. If not doing your taxes is a brilliant or a kaput.
Rich.
Sorry. I would say kaput.
That's the tequila talking.
My God. Are you hammered?
He's hammered.
On Emmett's tequila?
He's literally hammered.
I mean.
He's fine.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I could drive like a lime scooter right now.
I wouldn't get
sure,
a trice
without any issue.
On tomorrow, I want to thank today's guests, Jamar Chase, Deion Sanders, Stephen A. Smith, Justin Fields, Debo Samuel, Steve Mariucci, Emmett Smith. On Friday's show, our final show here from the Super Bowl state of Arizona at the downtown Phoenix Convention Center inside the Super Bowl experience, George Kittle, Stephon Diggs, Kirk Cousins, Sean Payton, Aiden Hutchinson, Rob Rickle, and Bert Kreischer,
the machine,
are all scheduled to appear on our Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show from Super Bowl 57. That wraps it up for here on terrestrial radio, Sirius XM, and Odyssey. For those who are streaming on the Roku channel, stay right there. We'll see just how much more drunk TJ Jefferson will be when we return here on this Thursday show.